Magid. So the mitzvah of Yitzipu Yitzis Mitzrayim on Lel Seder is a mitzvah in Atayra, because the Pasuk says, V'gadta levincha b'yamahu, you got a chiyuv of Haggadah to tell over to your son on that day the Yitzipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. And this applies even b'zman hazeh with no current Pesach. It's still going to be a chiyuv of Yitzipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes that it's mitzvah sasein in Atayra to talk about the Nisim and the Niflois that our forefathers experienced in Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisim. And he quotes the Pasuk of Zochres Hayom Asher Yotzasim in Mitzrayim. And how do you know, it's not the Rambam, that it's on Lel Chamisha Asa, because the Pasuk of Vigad Levincha Bayomahu Leimor Bavruzeh, which we learn is Bishash Yesh Matzah Omoro Menachem Lefanach. We learn from there, the time when there's Matzah Omoro placed in front of you, that's when there's this specific chiyuv of Haggadah. The mitzvah of Sippur is not only to one's children, even though the expression is v'gadta levincha, it's even between one and a friend, and even being Adam la'atzma, if there's no one there, then the person should be saying it to himself. Okay, so what is the difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that applies every day, and the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that applies on Lel Seder? There's a few different halachim. We'll just mention a few of them. The Ponry office, then the parish's boy, he says that on Lel Seder, the Ikar mitzvah is to talk about the Yetzias Mitzrayim at length and at depth, to talk about it as much as possible, to talk about the Nisim, the Flois that happened, and with extra depth. Whereas every day, it's just a matter of remembering the concept. The Chasam Sofer says that all year round one can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira purely with thought, but on Lel Seder, then one has an obligation to mesape, to speak it out verbally, Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Menches Chinuch says a similar sort of idea. There's a mitzvah Chof Aleph Oysalef. He says all year round the Chayv is just to remember it for oneself. There's no mitzvah to tell it over to someone else, but on Lel Seder, there's a mitzvah to tell it over to someone else. And the Reb Chaim famously says that there's three differences between the din all year round and the din on Lel Seder. Number one, he says Lel Seder needs to be derech shaila teshuva. It needs to be said in the way of question and answer, and this needs to be done even if one is doing it himself. He needs to be doing it as a question and answer form. Number two, on Lel Seder, there's a din of mascha b'nus levesayim b'shvach. One needs to talk about how difficult it was, and then talk about the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eventual Geula that he performed for us. So one needs to describe the Kol Hishtal Shel HaNes, the entire story. And number three, on Lel Seder, we need to say the reasons for the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, or Moreh. So that's famous Reb Chaim on the differences between Lel Seder and the other nights. Now, there's another question asked in Rishonim, and that is, since it's a chiyuv deraisa, the gadol lebincha, then why is there no mitzvah nowadays to make a bracha on it? There should be a bracha mitzvah, like we find with all other mitzvahs. So there's many mahalchim, and we're going to run through quite a few of them. The Rashba says that since there's no shir for the mitzvah, and even with just one dibur, a person can be yotza, therefore there's no bracha. The Rabbeinu Peretz says that we already mean yotza, mentioning the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush, and therefore there's no further bracha. The Rosh says the tachlis of the mitzvah is to remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore, since it's a mitzvah that can be performed without any utterance, just purely by thinking, we don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. The Meiri says that we've read the Yetza in Mariv when we finished off the bracha of Emes Emunah with Gal Yisrael, and that's talking about the Geula. The Aretz Chaim says that since it's only speech, we're not actually doing anything, there's no bracha, and that's what the Chasan Sofer also says. Not the Chasam Sofer, the Chasan Sofer, the Nun, in the Haggadah. It's brought down that there's no bracha, he says, for a mitzvah which is without a action. And therefore, since over here it's just speech, therefore there's going to be no bracha. And he brings a raya from Krishma, where there's no bracha of Asher Kishon Mitzvah, it's only Krishma, so to over here. The Chida says the following idea. He says, normally the idea of birchas and mitzvahs is in order to show that we're doing the maisa which we're about to do, l'shem shemayim. That's the idea of the bracha. But he says when it comes to mitzvah Haggadah, where the whole thing is praises and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no requirement, there's no need to make a bracha because it's very, very clear. And he says in the same way, there's no bracha brichas hamazon because the bracha itself is laid out. Therefore, there's no need to make a bracha beforehand that we've been commanded to make this bracha. So too, regarding Haggadah. In Shmuel Lekeh, it comes with a very interesting pshat. He says, the bracha of Asher Ga'alonu, which he said at the end of the Haggadah, that's the brichas hamitzvahs of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Normally there's a din with brachas, kol ha-mitzvahs kulam, avorech alein, oval atziyoson, that you're supposed to make a bracha before you perform the mitzvah, over here, it's at the end of Haggadah. Zokdeh, over here is different, because there's a din regarding Haggadah, that maschel b'kenosu m'sayim b'shvach, they need to start off with how difficult it was, and finish off with the shvach. And therefore, if you start off the bracha with Asher Ga'alonu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Ga'ala for us, then it comes out actually starting with the shvach, we're starting with the praise. And therefore, it's got to be that we start with the Genus and finish with the shvach, and therefore, only at the end are we able to make the bracha of Asher Ga'alonu, which is describing the shvach. The Chesed Lavron is brought as saying the following pshat of why there's no bracha, because he says the ikka sipo yitzis mitzrayim on Seder night is dependent on the matzah mora, because you say if there's no matzah mora, there's a p'tor of talking about yitzis mitzrayim, like the Baal HaGadol says, b'avul zeh lo yomarti ela b'shor she matzah mora menachem lefanecha. And therefore, he says the bracha is made on the ikka, which is the matzah mora. We make a bracha on the matzah mora, and not on the tafel, which is the sipo yitzis mitzrayim. Another few answers, there's loads of answers as you can see, and we'll finish off Mitzvah with a Maisa which discusses the reasons behind it. The Sfasemis answers, we can't say that Tzivonu, we had a commandment to do Magid. Because he says, even if we were Mechoyev, we would still do it. Because it's a responsibility of every Eved, he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Tezayin and Medalef, it's a responsibility of an Eved that his master was Moitzim Lecheiras, to give Hoidah and to give Shevach. And therefore he says, even if we weren't commanded, there would still be an understanding automatically that this is something we should be doing. And therefore, he tainas that that's why perhaps we don't say the Tzivonu, because even without the Tzivonu, we would still go ahead and do Haggadah. Machne Chaim, he brings another pshat, why there's no bracha, because the whole mitzvah is, as the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Perik Yud, the Pasuk base, it's laman to sape, but osni bincha, v'nivincha, isa shel isalat mitzrayim. In order you should tell over into the ears of your children and your grandchildren how I basically messed around with Mitzrayim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how I played with them, essentially, with all the makas. Meaning the idea is that you should be saying it over to someone else. He says, if so, it comes out. Haggadah isn't really a din in myself, it's a din in the other person listening. Therefore, since it's not dependent on me, rather I'm dependent on other people to perform the mitzvah, this is maybe that's why there's no bracha. The final pshat which we're going to bring is the Shevach Pesach's pshat. He says the Torah paskens that person's mechuyev lasik kol ha'layla be'orchas Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael Mitzrayim, a person's obligated all night to be involved in the halachas of Pesach and discuss Yisrael Mitzrayim and talk about the nisim and the flois that Kodesh Baruch Hu performed until the person falls asleep. And he says, since there's various hafsekim in the middle, a person needs to be mafsek in the middle of his sipur with a suda and with other matters, and he can't perform the whole mitzvah in one go, therefore there's no bracha. So there's many, many reasons. Interestingly, they bring here a story with the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, that it says that when he was a child, he asked the Rebbe Marash, who I think was his grandfather, what's the reason why there's no bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Rebbe Marash says, I must tell you, I didn't know the answer to this question, and I asked my own father, who was the Tzemach Tzedek, what's the reason why we don't make a bracha? And my father told me that he asked his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, what's the reason why there's no bracha? And when we were at that Seder, when I asked him, the Alter Rebbe was there, said the Tzemach Tzedek, and also the Mittler Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, who was the Tzemach Tzedek's uncle, who was the son of the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe seemed to say to the Tzemach Tzedek, I'm not sure. So the Mittler Rebbe said, you know what, I'll tell you the reason. He says, because the Rif says that a person's ready Yotza in Birchas Kiddush mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, Therefore, it comes out the bracha of Kiddush he said that you've been yotze with Kiddush. You've been yotze with Kiddush because you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore there's no need to make any other bracha. And the Mittler Rebbe also said that there's a Rashba who says that it's sufficient just to be yotze just with remembering it. You don't need to say anything. But that when the Alter Rebbe heard from the Mittler Rebbe these reasons, he says he's not convinced. Because don't tell me that you yotze with just the thought, and that's why there's no bracha. Because on Leil Pesach there needs to be Haggadah v'Sipur. It needs to be actually talking about it, and if it's not sufficient just to think about it, and therefore the Alter Rebbe said it's actually in the same way we don't make a bracha on Brachas Hamazon, Levarich Brachas Hamazon. We just make Brachas Hamazon. So too regarding Haggadah, we will not make a bracha on Haggadah. And this seems to be similar to the pshat that we brought from the Chidah, which was that the whole tachlis of brachas is to show that we're doing the Maisa L'Shem Shemayim. And therefore, since Haggadah is full of praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very clear it's being done L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore that's why there's no bracha. And as he said, similar to benching, where there's no bracha for benching, because the whole idea of benching is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu.